welcome. It's Tuesday, January 8th, 2013. My name is Debbie Quain. You're listening to episode number 330 of Confetti, the Wedding Planning Business Talk Show. Thank you for joining me. I'm sounding a little weird because I'm hearing a lot of feedback in my earbuds, so I'm sorry. I don't sound very sure of myself right now. Happy Tuesday. To get live show schedules and downloadable show replay, simply visit confettiradio.com. That's the online home for this show. If you're passionate about planning weddings for someone else, you're in the right spot. For free for articles and tips about starting a wedding planning business, please check out weddingsforaliving.com. You haven't done that already, and you can get the free audio class. And if you sign up for the free audio class, you will automatically be on the email list. So if there's anything exciting and helpful for being a really great wedding planner, I'll be sure to send that your way. Also, look for Confetti Radio on iTunes. You can just do a search. Oh, wow. Someone's saying they can't see the video stream. Well, I'm going to keep going. Try refreshing your screen. Let me try this here. I was having a few issues really earlier. I hope I'm on the right thingy. Okay, let's try this. Un moment, por favor. Por favor. Oh my gosh, my terrible, terrible Spanish. Oh crap, I'm going on the wrong site here. Bear with me a moment, I'm sorry. And pray that I don't get feedback for what I'm about to do. Oh, yeah. I see. I'm there. I'm seeing. I think the feed's working. Okay. Refresh work. Good. Good. I'm sorry. Okay. Weddings for a Living is a great place to get some free online resources, free online help. If you need more detailed information, with starting a wedding planning business, not just about being a wedding planner, then please visit weddingbusinessguide.com, and there you'll find a site that has downloadable forms, a variety of tutorials, audio classes, video tutorials, and so forth. Okay? Got a great show lined up for you today. I've been trying my best to work on content that fits within the 30-minute time frame as opposed to an hour, because it's a lot of information. An hour is a lot of your time, right? So we're going to keep things moving and hopefully keep things interesting. Welcome to those of you who are joining live in the chat room. I see several of you there. Greetings. Please post your URLs however you'd like for folks to meet you, whether it's your Facebook fan page, your website URL, your Pinterest URL, your Twitter handle, however. And if you are on Twitter, if you would be kind enough to use the hashtag Confetti Radio and just let folks know that you're listening in and invite them to come listen in too. Welcome to those of you on the phone lines. See if several of you there. Thank you so much for being here. Okay. And if you're in the chat, of course, please feel free to type your questions and your comments in there too. God, I feel a little discombobulated because I had a bit of a false start. So it's not flowing the way I want it to flow. But let's see if we can make this happen. All right. So if you are in the United States, I just want to make sure I say that if you'd like to receive a text message when the show's about to go live, just text the word confetti to 71441, and then you'll just get an update. Now, hopefully, you may have noticed today I was a little off with my timing. So Confetti used to broadcast live at 7 p.m. Eastern, and I recently, just this year, changed it to 8 p.m. And a lot of times the emails that you get and the text messages, I've already programmed those to go out there. I'm not sitting there. Sometimes I'm sending them at that moment, but oftentimes I'm not. And I'm just so programmed to send them out a few minutes before 7. And of course, it's a few minutes before 8 is when you need to know. So I apologize if you've been receiving too many emails and text messages from me today. If you are on the phone line and you'd like to join in the chat, just go over to confettiradio.com/live. You'll see the live video stream, and you'll also see the chat room. You can log in with your Twitter handle, your Facebook login, or just sign in as a guest, okay? And a very big, big special welcome and a big mwah, a big kiss for my Confetti Insiders. So if you are on Facebook and like to be a part of the Confetti Insiders, it's a group, you can... I don't have a link to share. Bianca, Bianca, my love, you did this last time. You were kind enough to post the link for the Facebook group, and I see you in the chat. So if someone would be kind enough to do that, but it's Confetti Insiders, and if you would just post that. Thank you. Thank you so much. I wasn't prepared for that. But we're trying to get things going and just have a little bit of more of a conversation. It's a closed group. I think that's the right term, which means the information that's there doesn't post all over Facebook and all over the world. Not at this moment. Okay, let's get going. So the last episode, I have to apologize again. It seems that's all I'm doing today. It was episode number 329, and I announced it as episode number 328. So that was 329, and we did a variety of topics, but confettiradio.com/329 is where you would go to hear the replay of that show. All right? Also, last week, I attempted to do a replay. I attempted to play a recording, a call at someone, a message. Come on, Deb. A message that someone had left on the listener talkback line, and I hit play and the wrong audio came out. So I'm going to try it again. This message came from Jennifer. Let's see if I can get it right this time.
Yes, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I am an ordained wedding and event planner, still working my way off the ground in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And I was calling with a question. Me and my friend that is possibly going into business with me have been kind of debating on this quite a bit. We were wondering if when you start a relationship with a vendor, do you just do like a working relationship, like they advertise for you, you advertise for them, or would you charge them a small fee, maybe per year, per month, whatever? If you could please answer this question, it would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer, for recording that message. Laurie, you're saying you're hearing feedback, static. I'm hearing, that's what I was hearing in my earpiece when I first started. I don't know if you heard that through the replay, and if you did, I apologize. I'm not quite sure what it is. It seems to be coming in from the Skype connection. I noticed that when I was doing the pre-show stuff, I was only hearing it when Skype was connected. So I apologize. I'm going to have to try to work on that. I hope you heard what she said. And I was a little distracted. Jennifer, I'm sorry. So she's asking about making connections with vendors, if you need to pay a vendor or, you know, if there's any kind of compensation. My answer to that great question, Jennifer, is that no, not at all. You know, you need vendors in your life when you're a wedding planner. So the relationship really, I was going to use a big word, but I'm not going to use it in case it's the wrong word and I'll sound like a fool. But it's got to be a two-way thing. You know, you want to go out and meet vendors, learn what it is that they do so that you can refer them to your potential clients, right? That's how it goes. The vendors in turn will do the same for you. You know, assuming you know your onions, assuming you're a really great wedding planner, you're sincere, and you're a professional. So do you need to compensate them? No, because of the relationship I just explained. So the idea is you meet with them. When you're going to meet a vendor for the first time, I always look at it as a way for me to learn about them. You know, it's not about me. Everyone's tuned into that radio station I'm sure you've all heard about, WIIFM. What's in it for me? And, you know, that works for your brides, but it also works for your vendors. You have to make sure that you're providing something to them. And that's how I look at it when I go to meet with a vendor, especially for the very first time. You know, what can I do for this person? Because it's reciprocal. They in turn will do the same for you. So hold your horses. Don't go in there. I'm a great wedding planner. I do this. All of that's going to come. Look at that meeting as a way for you to learn about them. And then what will happen, as I said, the referrals will come back and forth. But it's a bit more, it's more than that. You want to learn what it is that they do. And you also want to learn if you really are in tune with this person. Is this someone you would recommend? You're only as good as your worst vendor. So if you recommend someone who's not on the up and up, someone who you wouldn't use yourself, or someone that you wouldn't recommend to your mom or someone near and dear to you, then don't have that person as a preferred vendor. You know, you don't have to say that to their face. Meet with them, send them a thank you card, but just, you know, you kind of leave it at that. But for the most part, when vendors commit to being in our industry, when, you know, whether they're photographers, florists, caterers, they're usually in it because it's a labor of love and they're passionate about it. That doesn't mean they're always professional, though, unfortunately. But you should still, you want to make sure that this is someone that you want to be sort of an ambassador for your business, someone that you would be very happy and 100% comfortable recommending to others. So there isn't any payment required there from what I mean, I've never had to do that. What I have come to believe now, and you know, tell me if you think this is right, and I mentioned this in the Wedding Business Guide in one of our live classes, is that I believe there's nothing wrong with offering a vendor, as me, the wedding planner, saying, you know, any business, any company, any clients that you send to me that I book, I do pay a referral fee. You may have heard the term kickback, and kickback is not a nice term, and it really means, you know, I'm paying you if you send people my way, and it's sort of like, and that's what I've just explained. The problem with the kickback is it's sort of under the table, and the client doesn't know it's happening. But I think as a wedding planner, where part of my job is to recommend other vendors, it's okay for me to say to you, Miss Photographer, you know, any clients that you send my way that books with me, I'm going to send you, I don't know, what, $50, $100. That's book business. And you can still give them the option and say, listen, if you'd rather I pass that discount on to the client, just let me know, if you'd rather not take the referral. But the key is to be open and to be transparent about it. So, Jennifer, if that helps in that situation, then I would say it's okay. But to, you know, if you choose to, and you don't have to, if you choose to compensate a vendor, but there's no payment that should be happening unless the two of you decide that's what you want to do. You know, at the end of the day, it's your business and you can run this however you choose. So if you decide that, you know, they'll pay you and you'll pay them, you know, that's a little unusual. I've never experienced that, and I've never had a vendor ask me that, unless it's a relationship like if it's set up sort of like a vendor referral service, like how the Wedding Library and Bridal Bar is set up, where vendors are represented by this one company and the vendors pay a fee to be represented. That's a different business model, and I'm not sure if that's what you were getting at. It didn't sound like it in your question. So again, you know, vendors, we all work this wedding thing together, whether it's big wedding, small wedding, unless you're an all-inclusive place, you know, like you're a venue and you do everything in-house, but you need other people on that wedding team to produce the wedding for your clients. Okay? I hope that helps. That's my 2 cents. Actually, it was more like a good 35 cents there, right? Okay. Welcome if you're just joining us. You're listening to Confetti, the Wedding Planning Business Talk Show. If you're in the chat room, which is on confettiradio.com/live, post your URL. I see several of you doing that so that you can make connections with others. And any questions or comments, please post them there. If you're on the telephone line and you have a question, just select the number 1. All right. Wanted to mention something that I came across a few weeks ago. And okay, so this show it's audio. You listen, whether you listen live or you listen to the replay. Well, I'm a reader. I don't know if you can see, I don't think you can see that on camera today, but I have 2 bookshelves just full of books, always buying books. It's kind of slowed down recently. I love to read. And as wedding planners, you probably enjoy reading about our industry too. Thing is, I don't have the time really to sit down and read anymore. It's like a luxury. Unless I'm flying for a long period of time or on the train, and usually if I'm in my car, I'm driving, I'm not the passenger, I just don't get a chance to read. So the auditory version of reading or version of Amazon is a company called Audible, AUDIBLE. And this is a way that what they do, Audible offers tons and tons and tons of books, but they're all books that you listen to. So audiobooks, isn't that wonderful? And I'm guessing if you're listening to this show, you enjoy, I mean, it's a great way to learn. I mean, you can listen if you're at work, you can listen as you're working out. When I'm in my car, if I'm not blasting my music, I'm listening to replays of this show because I'm always critiquing myself. I cringe when I listen. But I listen to other, what's known as a podcast. A podcast really is an audio, it's consistent audio that you can listen to and you sync up either your MP3 player or your computer to get the most recent episode without you having to go in and look for it. If you synced it up to your device, there's what's known as an RSS feeder, which will just send you the most recent episode. So, you know, Confetti Radio is a podcast on iTunes. It's very rare you hear me use that term because I found a lot of people don't get it. But you get an online radio show, right? We do the show live and then the replays you can listen to. So Audible is the online version of that. You can get tons and tons of books. You can buy the book, but again, you're not reading a physical book. You're getting the audio file. So for you, my wonderful listener of Confetti, Audible is actually offering a download that you can get with a free 30-day trial. If you go to Audible, audible.com, you'll see what I'm talking about, but you won't see the offer I'm about to tell you. So you can try it free for 30 days, and you get to download a free book. The book is yours to keep, you know, whether you stick with them or you don't. So if that sounds interesting to you and you've got some business books that you want to read up on, I did a search for wedding. There aren't too many wedding nonfiction, a lot of wedding fiction, but no, not a lot of wedding fiction books. And I guess I kind of get that because what did I just say? Wedding nonfiction, not too many of that because you need a lot of our wedding books are visual. You want to look at the pictures and things like that. But if you go to confettiradio.com/audible, you can try out the free trial and get your free download. Get your, you know, pick a book and, you know, listen to it and, you know, your heart's content. There are a few titles that I like there, and I'm not going to, I'll share them on the next show, but I'll put them in the show notes too for today's show. So go to confettiradio.com/audible, Audible, and you'll get to do the free trial and get your free downloadable audiobook. Really great. If you're listening to the show, I know audio works for you. So check it out. Oh, dear. Is someone saying they can't hear? Did I check out? Am I not live? Ooh, no audio? Wow. That's not good. I'm going to keep going because I'm recording locally. I'm sorry. I'm not sure what's going on. You can call. Let me put the number in here. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. Yeah, I'm lost. I'm looking at the live stream. It's saying perfect streaming, but I'm going to keep going. Okay, another question. It's just static. What's going on? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I don't know what to suggest. Just call in if you can. Another question we got. This question came in from Diana, and Diana left a comment on confettiradio.com. And, you know, you can do that. Go to the episode, and just check out the you can listen to the audio file, of course. You can look at the show notes, and you can also leave a comment. So Diana had a question, and it's about specializing. And, you know, those of you that know me, I'm really confused. I'm distracted. I'm looking at too many things. Sorry. Specializing is a really big deal. I think it's very important. It's the way for you to stand out as a wedding planner in any industry. So here's Diana's question. And she sent two comments. I'll read this one. I was wondering about when you think it's time to throw in the towel. I'm still very much passionate about being a wedding planner, but have hit a few bumps. I decided to focus on the vintage weddings and decor for my target market. How do I make myself visible to those brides? What are your suggestions to us fairly new to the biz on how to successfully market our business? And she mentioned here that they've just legalized same-sex marriage here in Washington State. And I mentioned that during our last show. So here's the thing with specializing, right? Although I say it's a really, you know, I'm telling you, it's a really good way to get your business going. I'm hearing a lot of feedback that people are struggling with it. The thing about specializing is that it needs to be something that you're truly passionate about. Just because someone else is focused on doing last minute weddings, that doesn't mean you have to do that unless that's something you're drawn to and that's something that excites you. You got to start from within. What is it that you enjoy doing? What makes you happy? What kind of weddings are you interested in and would be willing to do whether someone was compensating you or not? And, of course, someone has to be compensating you. That's always a big deal. So, you know, if you're not sure, and I mean, I think what we do is we second guess. We know what it is that we're passionate about, but then we're concerned that we're not going to be able to make money doing that. And that's the wrong way to look at it. You've got to start and forget all about reasoning and all about logic. First, begin with what is it about me that I like doing? What kind of weddings am I really passionate about? And then what you want to do is you've got to make sure that there are brides that are in sync with what you want to do. My guess is that if you're excited by it, there are people out there who are also excited about that. But you just have to find them. So Diana mentioned vintage weddings, but she said she isn't having much luck with that. But she also mentioned, you know, where do you get started? So here's the thing. I've just said, what are you drawn to? But, you know, forgetting weddings for a moment, the people that are into vintage weddings, where do they go? Where do they shop? Because if they're into the vintage style weddings, I'm guessing their style of dress might be slightly different. That's not quite as mainstream as everyone else. Maybe the decor, some of the things that they like to use to furnish their homes and offers are slightly different than the mainstream look. So, you know, where do they shop? Because if you know where they shop, then you should be going there too. You know, what do they read? If you know what they read, then you should be going there too. You know, where do they meet? What kind of events do they attend? And again, just forgetting weddings for a moment, using vintage as an example. You want to go where those folks are. So when you sit there and you really commit to being specialized, and that's part of the problem. I think part of us wants to specialize, and then the other part of us, the logical part, kicks in and says, oh, I'm not going to make any money, or there aren't enough brides. But you have to go where they are. They're not going where everybody else is going. Because if you are into vintage, that sort of retro, and I mean, there are different eras that you can, you know, get, you know, that may be attracted to. Again, you're probably shopping at different places for your clothing. You're probably going to look at, you know, there are some events that are going to be like so appealing to you that may not appeal to someone who's into the more modern, clean look. And then once you know those things, once you know where you can go, where those folks go, you go there too. You make friends with those vendors. If I know there's a great vintage clothing store in Georgetown, Georgetown's high-end shopping area here in D.C., and I specialize in vintage weddings, you can bet that I'm going to go into that store and make friends with the owner and the staff there and let them know the kind of weddings that I plan. I work on, you know, I specialize in vintage weddings. Do you think they have a connection with the people that most likely would want a planner like me? I'm guessing, yeah. You know, what special editions, what special magazines, what special websites are they? Can you put, contact the owner of a blog that specializes in vintage and exchange some ideas. Maybe you can do a guest post on their blog. They can do a guest post on yours. You know, could you do a promotion together? And it doesn't have to involve money, but it just, and that's the great thing about niche. Let me mention that when it comes to money. Because you're specializing, you don't have to worry about the noise that is everyone else. You just focus on the folks that want what you offer. And you're going to be so much happier because those people that want what you provide are going to come to you and you're going to want to work with them. You don't have to worry about the folks that don't get it. And you know, what's this old stuff at the wedding? I don't want that. You know what I mean? So you start thinking, forget weddings for a moment, just thinking about where those folks go. And if you truly are passionate about the same things, you probably already know the answer. You probably already know the answer. So that's the really good thing when it comes to specializing, because you can now narrow down who it is you want to communicate with, how you want to spend your time, and where to find the brides. Did she mention it in that email that I read? The comment she mentioned about going to a bridal fair somewhere. Oh, it was another comment she wrote. Where is it? Did I read that? I'm sure she mentioned that. Find a way. I'm doing my first wedding show in Seattle in January. It is considered to be one of the most sought after event for brides. See, here's the thing about the bridal shows. Usually the mainstream bridal shows are just that. They're for the mainstream bride. And really what it is, I think of wedding bridal show, it's just window shopping for brides. That's what they're doing. They're going to see how much stuff they can get. Some of them really, you know, some of them, the brides want to see the fashion show. They just want to see what's out there. They're not out there really to do a whole lot of business. And, you know, setting up a booth at a bridal show is not cheap. So if I'm a specialist with vintage weddings, unless I know that that bridal show is attracting a swarm, a truckload of vintage brides, I'm not setting up a booth there. because then it's sort of like a crapshoot, and I may just get a few people that, you know, are into what I'm into. So I would look, I'd rather focus on a smaller, you know, boutique style event where they have those kind of brides. It may not be a wedding event. You know, it may be, and I'm going to throw this out there, and I'm being very stereotypical. And I'm not saying that all vintage people, folks that are into vintage, go to flea markets. But if there's a high-end flea market, I would probably do better, you know, setting up a stall there. You know, because the likelihood that someone who's going to be drawn to what I'm doing, it just increases. So, you know, start thinking about what you're passionate about. Talk to others and say, you know, when you think of me, what's my style? What would you say? What am I most passionate about? Folks notice. Those that know that are near and dear to you will tell you. And forget for a moment about making the money. Yes, that's important, but you've got to start from within and do what you're passionate about. Otherwise, you'll get going and you'll get really tired really fast. So take a moment to think about how you want to set up your business, and then you work on your business cards. Then you work on your website. Then you work on your branding and your logo. Because if you do it the other way around, you're going to do some backpedaling and spend some money, unnecessary money that, you know, that isn't a match. It doesn't fit with what you're trying to do. So, Diana, I hope that helps. I really do. But just if you're true to being a vintage, you know, vintage style wedding planner, then, you know, stick with it. Rebecca Price, who is based in Brisbane, Australia, a very vintage bridal fair. I always mess it up. Sorry, Rebecca, if you're listening. But, you know, just based on her specialty, she brought out things. She created stuff that maybe she couldn't find. Maybe there wasn't a vintage bridal fair. So she created one. And, I mean, she got a lot of attention by doing that. So, you know, look at others who are doing, you know, something similar for ideas and inspiration. And, you know, maybe just reach out to them and see what they're saying. Someone in Brisbane probably isn't your, it's not Brisbane, it's Brisbane. In Brisbane, Australia, probably isn't your immediate competition there in the state of Washington. So, you know, it may not be a bad thing to reach out. Be bold enough to stand out. Be bold enough to specialize. Give it a go and, you know, come back and tell me how it works out. I'm almost positive that you won't be disappointed. Okay? I keep seeing bits and pieces about the audio coming in and out. I'm really sorry. I don't know what to suggest. Bianca has a great quote to live by. You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. Wonderful. Indeed. Just get started already. How much time did you spend in 2012 talking about what you were going to do? And here we are in January 2013, and you haven't done near a thing. That's how time flies. So just do it. What is the worst that could happen? What's the worst that could happen? It doesn't work out? Then you go to the next thing. This is why I'm saying take a moment to think about it. Not forever. Try not to invest a whole bunch of time and, excuse me, not a whole bunch of money in something that you're unsure about, but give it a go. And give it a good, honest go. And then you can say, I tried that. That didn't work. I'm going to try this now, as opposed to I'm going to do this before time runs out and you don't get anything done. Okay. Bianca's saying, last month I started to blog rsvpbyb.blogspot.com. If you want to blog swap to gain new audiences, I'm interested. Wonderful. Bianca, that's perfect. That's wonderful. So she's blogging at, and I'm putting you on blast, Bianca. I hope that's okay. rsvpbyb.blogspot.com. Good. Blogging is the easiest thing to do right now. One of the easiest thing. I see someone on the phone line has a question with the area code 773. There was one other person, but I guess they figured I was taking too long. Sorry. Hopefully you actually, you know, I did this last time and it looks like a number. It looks like Debbie's number. Let's see.
Hello.
Hi, this is Debbie. Who's this?
Hey, Debbie Coyne. This is Debbie from Chicago.
I knew it. How are you, Debbie from Chicago?
I'm just wonderful. Yeah, I was having a problem with the audio, so I just decided to get on the phone.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no, that's okay. I have a question, but what I wanted to say, I believe is Diana with the Vintage Weddings.
Yeah.
That she should go to your site. I'm sure she's already a member. And also do the vintage, do a happy hour, you know, on your site you have a bridal happy hour.
Yeah,
she can do a vintage bridal happy hour to draw those customers.
That's a fantastic idea. And that's probably a very little investment and a lot of fun. And that's a great way for her to test what she's doing. That's an excellent point, Debbie. Thank you.
Right, because, yeah, no problem. Because like you said, I've done a lot of vendor expos and stuff like that, but not for bridals, but for some other things. And like you said, the brides, they're just coming out there to really like window shop, you know. But like a specialty with hers, because I'm a vintage to heart. I've been a vintage person since I was 16. So that's why she really got my interest. And the thing is, if she wants to get with people in the vintage area, go to resale boutiques, go to thrift stores, drop off those business cards, and, you know, get to know everybody in the resale area, because people who are into vintage, we shop at resale stores and high-end vintage boutiques.
Absolutely.
And we stay, yeah. Okay, now, my question is, because you were talking about specialties, and I love everything about your site, I'm taking the course, but I've always had a question about destination weddings and honeymoons. Do you have anything on your site? Because you have so much on there, and I probably overlooked it or whatever, but... Yeah, your site is awesome.
Thank you.
I can stay on there all day, but do you have anything that gears just towards destination weddings, or, you know, any information, any destination wedding courses, you know, suggestions, tips, or whatever on that subject?
Good question, Debbie, and thank you. Thank you so much for your feedback. I really appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem.
On wedding
business, I can do a commercial if you like.
I may come back to you for that. Thank you. I may need you for a testimonial. Thank you. Debbie's referring to the wedding business guide, and which is the site I mentioned right at the beginning of today's episode. Debbie, to answer your question, there aren't many. I don't think there's any destination wedding specific stuff on wedding business guide. But you know what? That may be something we've got to do, because we haven't had our live class for January. So that may be something to talk about.
You know what, Debbie? Yeah, Debbie, that trend right now is really, really, really hot. And that would be awesome if, you know, at some time or point that you can, you know, put something out there for, you know, people like me or who are interested in that industry as well.
Okay.
Down the line.
Point. I will definitely do that. Noted for sure. Thank you, Debbie. I will definitely take that into consideration, and
you're very
we need
welcome.
To do that
Good
sooner than later.
With you, Debbie.
Oh, anytime. Was that your only question? I'm going to mute the line if you're done.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am. That was it.
Okay. Thank you, my love. I really appreciate it. Let me see if I can. An answer for you. The destination wedding thing is hot, and we did a show. I want to say 2000. Was it 2010? Whoa, was it 2000? No. What am I saying? 2011 with Candy Kane. Yep, that's her name. Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, Kane, C-A-I-N. And it's actually on Confetti Radio. I'm sorry, I don't remember the episode number, but if you do a search for destination, or just put Kane, C-A-I-N, you'll find it. And Candy specializes in destination weddings. I was just thinking the other day I needed to speak to her again, so maybe we can bring her on the show again. But she also does a certification course for destination wedding planners. And I think at the time she was offering it via Skype, so no matter where you are in the world that you could take the class. So I think she's still doing that. I think she started off as a travel agent, or she may still be, but she specializes in weddings. So Candy Kane, C-A-N-D-Y. C-A-I-N. You could do Google search for her too, but there is an entire episode where she co-hosted with me. Really great information. Debbie, you're right. That's a really great niche, a great specialty. And if you are drawn to a particular area or a particular place in the world, that's an easy passion for you, right? It's easy to, you know, you're interested in it. You know a lot about it. You may actually be located in the destination. Doesn't have to be, but, you know, your hometown could be the destination. If you're just the history buff, you know everything there is to know, you're just so passionate about it, and you also love weddings, that's a great, great partnership right there. But again, check out Candy Kane. And there's also, if you check out the Association for Wedding Professionals International, AFWPI, they are based on the West Coast. Richard Markell, I believe, is the founder or is the founder. I'm not sure if he is still. I have to guess that he is. And they offer a lot of FAM trips. FAM, F like Frank, A, M like Mary. FAM stands for, it's a trip to familiarize yourself with an area. And that's typically what travel agents do. That's how they know about the places that they, you know, they book for you. So AFWPI also does the same thing for wedding planners. So I know they do trips to different islands. I know, who's the wedding planner on the West Coast? I forgot her name. Her name is Debbie also. Purple Meadows event, something like that. And I know she, I think, went on one of their FAM trips. But she, Debbie, does special, does destination weddings, but not your typical run-of-the-mill destination wedding. So you can, you know, make your specialty whatever you want it to be. The key is that, you know, brides, other people have to want what it is that you're offering. It's easier to, you know, give people what they want. But even if you are passionate about it, my guess, as I said, is that there are just as many other people who want the same thing, but either cannot find someone who specializes in that, or maybe feel that they, you know, they don't want to do that for their wedding. I'm always saddened when people are very, you know, they're a certain way, they have strong personalities, and then they have an event like their wedding, and that personality does not shine through. Hopefully a wedding is a once in a lifetime event, and that should be the one time where you and your spouse, you know, your fiance, that your true personality should shine through. And I think as wedding planners, we owe it to our clients to help them bring that forward. So yeah, Debbie, definitely check out the episode. I don't have the browser open because I always try to reduce all the windows I have so that the stream that I'm sending to you is as best as it can be. And apparently that's not helping today. But you know, search for that. But I will post a link in the show notes. I'm going to write it down now before I forget about Candy's course. And definitely check out AFWPI. So you can go on a trip for next to nothing because the hotels and the places, the tour guides that are over in the destination want you there so that you can tell your brides about them. So you're not paying an arm and a leg. You're paying, you know, you just pay the airfare and the hotel stay is like nothing. Again, it's because they want you to tell others about it. So check it out. Check it out. Really great niche. I see someone else has a question with the area code 205. So let's see if we can bring you on the line. Hello, this is Debbie. Hi, who's this? Maybe not? Hello? No, okay. All right. So to come, you know, to indicate that you have a question, you hit the number one, and I have a feeling that maybe someone hit the one inadvertently. So I apologize for the dead air right there. Okay. Wanted to share something a little bit different. And, you know, I got an email. I'm not going to lie. This person tried to communicate with me through Facebook. Good luck with that. But it was a gentleman from a show. It's a new TV show that they're getting ready to launch this company is getting ready to launch. The name of the show is called Just Married. Married. Weird accent coming in. Just Married. It's a new family-centered game show. And I believe, if I remember correctly, that the show is going to air in April of this year. And what they're looking for, it's a casting call. So they're looking for couples, engaged couples, but the couples must be married by February 2013. Now, granted, he contacted me at the end of November, and as you know, there were no shows in December. So I apologize for the delay. If you have clients that are married, recently married, or will be married by February 2013, or you fit that category, please go to justmarriedcasting.com to see if you qualify and sign up. You never know, you might be on TV. Many years ago, before Confetti Radio, I got someone contacted me about the Fear Factor. Do you remember that? Am I showing my age? The Fear Factor, where folks would go and do crazy stuff. And they did a special edition for married couples, and they contacted me and asked if I had any clients that would want to be on that show. Needless to say, all my clients were scaredy cats. Nobody wanted to be on the Fear Factor. But this might be the break that you're, you know, that might be good for you or for your clients. And you never know how these things lead, you know, how these things work out. So, you know, if you're the person that contacts the, you know, the casting, the goes to justmarriedcasting.com and say, I've got this client, you know, they may use you as a resource for something else that comes up. Because usually when something works out, there's a spinoff and all kinds of things could happen. And it's not really all about that, but, you know, just to You know, you want to become comfortable talking to others about what you do. And when you start contacting people like companies like this and the media, it just, you instantly learn how to say what it is in a concise and exciting way. So the website again is justmarriedcasting.com. And I hear there's a cash prize involved. Where's my note? Where are my notes here? Oh, here it is. I'll read what he says. VPE Talent in New York is seeking one newlywed or engaged couple and their family to participate in the ultimate family-centered game show. Engaged couple must be married by February 2013. VPE is looking for couples and families with huge personalities to win a huge cash prize. And, so maybe I'll post that on the Facebook page, too. Okay? Do you and your husband or wife love to win? You know, they're looking for couples. So, you know, check that out. That's justmarriedcasting.com. And thanks, Pete Westwood, for reaching out. Okay, it looks like the 205 person has a question again. I'm not going to go back on the line. I think when you put your hand up, it never goes away. So I'll give it one go because I'm a glutton for punishment. Area code 205, I'm going to see if you have a question. Hi, this is Debbie. No. Okay. All right. I just don't learn, right? Okay. So that's really the information for today's show. We're almost at the 45-minute mark, and I told you I'm trying to sort of keep things not to drag on and on because I know your time is very valuable. There are some other changes coming up with the show, and I'll announce those in the next few weeks. So I won't say something that I can't stick to. by sharing the gory details now because it's still a working process. Let me just double check the chat to see if anyone had any questions. I can't even jump in. You guys are going at it. Nice. Thank you, Bianca. Bianca's pasting the Facebook page link again for our group for confetti. So facebook.com/, is that really how easy it is? Look at that. facebook.com/groups/confetti insiders. Oh. Thank you. Thank you, Bianca. And the sound looks like it's in and out. And I'm sorry, folks, if you're having problems hearing me. But I assure you the replay audio will be just fine. I'm pretty confident about that. It looks like somebody else has a question on the phone. Should we take a chance? Let me take a chance and see if I can get this person on the line. But this time it's a different area code, 561. Let's see. Hi, this is Debbie. Who's this?
Hi, Debbie, how are you?
Hi.
This is Daniela.
This is who?
My name is Daniela. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Daniela from Florida. How can we help you?
Well, first, I want to thank you. I bought one of your books, and it really helped me to start my wedding planning business.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, it was very helpful. But my question is, as a wedding planner, can we set up our own bridal show versus participating to a show?
Of course you can. Absolutely you can. And I
so
would
how would we go about, because I haven't heard of any kind of having your own personal bridal show.
Well, you know, there are a few different ways to do that. I'm getting a little bit of feedback. Is it okay if I mute the line for a second and try to answer your question for you?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. It's a great question, and let me see if I can tackle that for you. As I was mentioning, and thank you, Danielle. Thank you so much. Good question. When you go to these bridal shows, they're just a big, big, big scale event. And you as a wedding planner can set up your own, but you're not trying to replicate that. And you know, that's expensive to do. It's time consuming, and I'm not suggesting that. But especially if you have a specialty, that's a sentence, especially if you have a specialty, setting up a bridal show that attracts your kind of bride is a good thing. Debbie mentioned the bridal happy hour. That's a kind of a bridal show of sorts. And maybe that's a good way to start. And the bridal happy hour is really just a gathering of brides. Happy hour indicates usually after work, and that's usually a good time to get them. So, you know, you set up, it's just like an extended cocktail hour. You know, you get a venue, and usually the venues are more than happy to provide space without charging you because it's advertising for them. And then you get some vendors on board to provide the food, and just appetizers is fine. some drinks. You can have non-alcoholic or alcoholic wine is fine. A few vendors to participate with, you know, to provide giveaways, little, you know, the samples of wedding cake or coupons or gift certificates for their services. The photographer could be there to take pictures or offering engagement photo specials. That's really just a scaled down version of a bridal show. So you can take that and do, you know, take it to all kinds of different levels. You can do something after work. You can do something on the weekends. But the key is just to get vendors on board. You don't want to try to do this by yourself because your vendors are seeing lots of brides and brides-to-be too. And they can help you spread the word. They want in on it also. And it becomes this great kumbaya session. And you make it what you want it to be. Again, if you're a specialist, even better. Then you can tailor that event to your specialty. If you don't have a specialty, then it can still be, you know, something that's a little more general, but on a small scale. But I tell you, if you have a specialty, it's going to be easier for you because then your marketing takes on a certain look. The vendors that you attract will be a certain kind of vendor. And I wanted to mention this with regard to meeting vendors. And when Diana asked that question. When you specialize, you look for vendors that that have a similar specialty. So using the vintage style as an example, maybe you look for the photographer, the videographer that specializes in Super 8. You know, Super 8 movies are those old style kind of grainy looking videos. That goes hand in hand with a vintage style wedding, doesn't it? So it would make sense for you to make friends with that kind of photographer. Do you think that photographer would be interested in participating in your vintage style bridal show? I bet you he or she would. You know, the decor. If someone specializes in vintage style bridal gowns, do you think that person would be interested in exhibiting at your bridal show? And, you know, you can either make it free for brides or very low entry, but if it's a specialty kind of event, it's easier to charge because brides want to be a part of that. It's not mainstream. Do you see how specializing just becomes a lot easier when you decide to market your business? Because you forget all the noise, which is everyone else, and you focus on your specialty. If you want to focus on a destination, you can have a bridal show that focuses on your destination wedding. So if it's a particular destination, let's say it may be as broad as the Caribbean, or it may be a specific island in the Caribbean. It may be European weddings. All of the vendors and all of the elements of that event, of that show, take on that specialty. So if it's a destination, if you're a destination wedding specialist, your bridal show will take on that feel, that vibe, the invitations that you use, the decor, the vendors, the different things that you'll provide to brides as the bags, the giveaway bags. So all of those things become easier to plan. Just give yourself enough time. You know, we're in January right now. I would suggest you want to, you know, schedule something for March, April, just to give yourself enough time because it always takes twice as long as we think it is. Give yourself enough time. And then maybe if it's something that's on a scale that you enjoyed, you can do it. You can do it again. Maybe you do one 3 or 4 months from now, or one every quarter. Weekends are good too, but weekends it's harder to get folks to come, to give up a weekend. Not always, but if it's a specialty, they will come. I like the idea of after work because it's no pressure and you know it's not going to drag on and on and on. Nobody wants to be at that event forever and ever. 2 hours after work, an hour and a half after work is good. It can be sort of like an open house situation where they come in, and they pop out. So just do some brainstorming. Talk to your vendors, but you be the leader of the pack. You set the pay. You set the trend. You set the pace. And charge them a fee to participate and so that everybody shares the burden of cost. But you want to get them to contribute as much of their services as you can. Okay? I hope that helps with your question. That was really a really, really good one. Thank you so much. Sound gone again. What in the world? Wow. Michelle's asking a question. Debbie, I would love to have a happy hour event at my home for brides and maybe invite over a photographer and a florist, but should I charge the vendors? Michelle, and that's a question in the chat. You could. If it's at your home, I'm guessing your cost, your operating, your overhead cost will be a lot lower, but it's totally, totally up to you. Totally up to you. And it's what the vendors are willing to do. It's harder, I think, to charge a vendor a fee for a service that's happening at your home, but maybe not again, if you have a specialty and you're attracting a certain type of bride, they may go for that. But just, you know, give it a go, you know, test it out. You don't want to have to spend a whole lot of money yourself. You know, you want to share the cost and hopefully not have a whole lot of cost. It will take your time, though. It will take up some of your time. Get, you know, go to your local college and get some interns on board to help you market. I mean, I sound so old when I say it's the younger ones that seem to be on board with the social media thing. As much as I avoid it like the plague, they're on it. So you can tell them I'm having an event and I need you to help me promote it. Although, Michelle, in your instance for your home, depending on how that's set up, you may not want to do that. You know, tell the whole world where you're staying. But it's totally up to you. But I like the idea of a private event. Just make sure that you've got coverage, you know, insurance. That's the anal part of me kicking in. You don't want someone walking up the path to your home and falling down and then it becomes a nightmare. You know what I mean? So I like that idea if you're comfortable with it. You know, you can charge the vendors, but there has to be a reason for the charge. There has to be a reason, I think, for you. If you have costs, then it's fair. If there's very little cost, then I don't know how you justify that. Again, unless it's a highly qualified bride and someone that they really want to get in contact with that they probably couldn't get in contact with if it were not for you. People will pay for that. That's what advertising is all about, right? Okay. All right, some really great questions and some wonderful feedback. I can see one of my favorite people is in the chat room, and that's a shout out to Freedom Voice. You guys have heard me talk about Freedom Voice. Freedom Voice is a service that I use to answer my calls for my wedding business and for Weddings for a Living, Wedding Business Guide, and soon to be for Confetti Radio. So, you know, check out tryfreedomvoice.com. You get to try the service free. This is how you get a toll-free number or a local number that will your brides can use, your clients can use, the vendors can use, and you do not have to worry about what your cell number is. What happens is the service forwards the call to your phone. Your caller doesn't know that it's going to your phone. All they hear is a professional greeting, whatever your greeting is, and they hear hold music until you decide to answer the call. You can route the call to someone else. You can have your assistants answer the call. You can hire someone to answer phone calls if you have a 9-to-5. It's just phenomenal. For less than 10 bucks a month, come on, people, you can have a professional number, and you get, I think it's 300 minutes each month before you can use those, before you pay anything more. So please check out tryfreedomvoice.com. A wonderful, wonderful service. I've been with them for over 10 years. That's crazy for me. I don't commit to anyone. All right. Well, that's about it. And I want to thank you for being a part of the show. It's always so exciting. Tonight I had a few hiccups, as I was telling you when I got started, but I always feel good once I get going and talking to you. I'm sorry about the audio for the live stream. I really am, but I promise you the recorded show will be just fine. L'Oreal is asking, what is my email address? Me, Debbie? Are you asking? There's no other Debbie in the chat. It's got to be me. Debbie at Confetti Radio is one email address, .com. Debbie at weddingsforliving.com. Debbie at weddingbusinessguide.com. They all go to the same place. So pick your poison. Okay? Precious is asking, maybe ask the florist to host it there. I wouldn't want a disgruntled client knocking on my door unannounced. Great idea, though. Ooh, that's a good point, Precious. Are you referring to Michelle about having the event at her home? Yeah. Michelle's saying it would be invitation only for my brides. Oh, yeah. That sounds very, as I say, what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, that's just, I like that. So if you're not invited, you can't even come through. So these are people that you know and would feel 100% comfortable having in your house. Okay. Yeah, that could work. That could definitely work. And maybe vendors would pay for that. Almost like when you have like the jewelry parties, you know, I was going to say, what's the one with the kitchen stuff? Something Pampered Chef. I mean, I'm not, you know, it's kind of like you have that party coming, those people coming to your home. Exclusive. That's what it is. That's nice. That's nice. I like that idea very much. I'd like to hear how that works out for you, Michelle. Good one. See how you can be so creative and just do things differently. Just make it a specialty for you and how you want. This is your business. You can run it how you choose. Just think it through. Think about the good stuff and the not so great stuff and how you're going to deal with things that might not go as planned. And, you know, definitely take out a rider on the insurance to make sure that's okay, for when people come to your home. It's a horrible thought, but, you know, we're planners and we've got to be ready for plan A, B, and actually C. All right. Okay, so thank you so much. My name is Debbie Quain. Our next show, live show, will be on Tuesday, January 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern. The URL for this show, which isn't quite ready, but will be, shortly is confettiradio.com/330. Okay, please post your comments. Confetti Radio is on Facebook, facebook.com/confettiradio, and go to facebook.com/groups/confetti insiders. Thank you, Bianca, for posting that and be a part of the group. As always, I want to wish you lots of love and success, and I hope to see you soon in about a week or so, okay? Go out there and make lots of money, lots of money. Thank you so much for being here. Really, really appreciate it. Take care.
Confetti. Passionate about weddings? Staying awake at night wondering if you could be a professional wedding planner? If you'd like to get paid to plan weddings, download Debbie's free audio class, 7 Truths Every Wedding Planner Should Know, and discover 7 insider secrets about what it takes to run your own successful wedding planning business. Go to weddingsforaliving.com today and get instant access to this information-packed audio class. It's yours free at weddingsforaliving.com. Go to weddingsforaliving.com now.
Visit weddingsforaliving.com.